I am a practical person. God deals with us according to the nature he has made us. I am not the type you come and speak grammar for and make me, because of your grammar, give my life to Christ. I will not worship God based on your own testimony. I must have a reason to serve him. That Jesus you see, if I don't see him, I will not serve him. That is how God made me. Say a true church. You are a member of that church, and the church has communicated to you. Listen, in a true church, number one, and Brother Assembly church members don't know this at all. And your members, pastors, they must know this. When a member of the church commits an offense and is excommunicated, no member of the church is supposed to relate with that person. The reason is not to hate him. You are praying for him so that the person will see reason and repent. And when he comes back and is restored, the church will celebrate and rejoice. And with arms of love, embrace the person again. One thing I love about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry, is that when God calls you, you will not use your own effort to serve him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is why I say, when God calls you, he does not send you to a Bible college. Bible school, any school is good. But it is not a prerequisite for ministry work. The prerequisite for ministry work is the talent. When God calls you, he will anoint you for the thing he has called you to do. The gift that you operate determines your ministry. The gift you operate defines your ministry. How can God gather thousands of people and only one man? The man of God. The man of God. The rest of you, uncle. A teacher is a teacher. An evangelist is an evangelist. Every one of them, there is a grace that goes with it. A prophet is a prophet. A prophet does not have the ability to pastor a church. Now let me tell you why. The word pastor comes from pasture. Pasture is the food for the sheep. The keeper of the food for the sheep is called pastor. Ghanaians call it pastor. The gift of the word of knowledge. It comes in four ways. I've explained it. You will see a vision. You will hear a voice. It includes dream that you dream. Or the thought, the inspiration, the thought you receive. Very clear. The ability to know something. I better make you wait. Make a teach finish first. Don't worry. Don't worry. I have grace to tell the Holy Ghost to wait, and he will wait. Are you hearing me? And when I tell him, oh yeah, Holy Ghost, take over, and he will take over. It's a ministry. So all of you, receive peace in the name of Jesus Christ. chicken. Huh? Father, wait. Make I teach them first. Make I teach them first. You will see that fire here today. Let's clap our hands for Jesus, please. Amen. See the difference. See the difference. Now, I also want you to note something. Okay. The difference between the word of knowledge and the office of a prophet, that gift, is that a prophet is born with it. But the gift of word of knowledge comes at a state after you have received the Holy Ghost. And the difference is that the gift of the word of knowledge, what happened? Leave them. I speak peace upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave them. Go and sit down and wait. And this is how I know whether it is the Holy Ghost or not. If I speak peace upon you and you don't receive peace, it's a demon that is manifesting. So I will change it to deliverance. I will cast out the spirit. Praise the Lord. Because it is the Holy Ghost. I'm speaking by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do you know I have the ability to stop you from sleeping? Eh? Do you know I can stop you from sleeping?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
I can stop you.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that? Come, let me stop you. Come. They will come. Anybody who says sleeping, wake them up. I told you I have the ability to stop him from sleeping. You see? While you are asleep, make I see. Praise the Lord. The difference between the word of knowledge and the office of a prophet, number one, is that you are born with it. Even before you became a Christian, you will hear, you will see things, even as a small child. You will see people who don't know, they will call you witch, because when you say it, it comes to pass. They don't struggle to operate the gift. Secondly, they have the ability to inquire. Therefore, we can come to them. I don't know what is happening with my life. Then they can say, wait. Every prophet is different oppression. They know, some know how. Some will say, let us sing. Some will enter spirit by an offering. When you give their offering, vision will break forth. Praise the Lord. And Oga Pastor, because when you are ministering, you see vision. Amen. Now we had counselors some years back. So many people were in that department. Pastor John Paul, the associate pastor then. So many people were in the counseling department. Then he called all of them. They were sisters, particularly sisters. There were so many sisters that time. On Tuesday, everybody is in one corner. They are seeing vision for people. They are counseling people. Then he said, come, all of you are in counseling department. That means you have the ability to inquire. So John Paul said, oh yeah, come for test. He brought out his bag. John Paul, Yusuf Nawa. He said, inside this bag, tell me what is inside. Enter spirit and tell me what is inside. I think there were, how many of them? There were up to six of them, Abby. How many of them? John Paul.
About five of them.
About five of them.
Yes, sir.
Only one got it.
But now they are grown.
Eh?
Now they have grown.
Yes, I'm talking of that time.
Yes, that time they are still not yet.
They but could not. They only grown. One.
Has the ability to inquire.
Only one of them saw what was in the bag.
Yes, sir.
Then he said, okay, it's all right, it's all right. He said, there is a purse inside the bag. One said, a Bible there inside. We are guessing. So he said, okay, maybe we will not enter spirit where we're only this sister. Oh, yeah. Enter more. He brought the purse. What is inside the purse now? And it is that same sister only that got what was inside. So he told the rest of you, you are not prophets. What you operate is the gift of the word of knowledge. It is when you are praying for somebody that something, God can show you something. Therefore, go and join healing and deliverance and be praying there for people. Praise the Lord. That's the difference. Now, the fact that I have the ability when I'm praying for you, God shows me things. Amen. Sometimes I'm not even praying. You are passing. God can tell me something. That does not make me a prophet. But listen, because I am a pastor and a teacher of God's word, God will allow me operate a measure of these gifts so that I can teach it. Amen. By virtue of my office, I can teach it. I can say, this is how this one operates. This is how this one operates. And I'm not going to tell you what somebody else told me. It's something I have experienced. I shared it with some of these ministers that one day recently I stood here and one of the prophets, I think Prophet Sunday or so, was prophesying here, and I looked at a sister sitting down here. Revelation broke forth. I shook my head. I turned, went to the second one. It broke forth again. I said, what's happening? Then I left. I came to this side. I was standing there. Prophecy was going on. I looked at one. Again, a brother now. They said, Revelation broke forth. And I was seeing everything concerning everybody. I shook my head. What is this? And a voice spoke to me. He said, I've given you the ability to ask anything and I will tell you. Praise the Lord. Now, that is not for me to change my name to Prophet Moses Alu. He's letting me understand that gift so that I can teach and I can mentor others. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No matter how, Prophet Sunday, if you like, go and read, study, go to University of Bible. Eh? Amen. God has not given you the ability like he has given a pastor, Pastor Moses. Amen. No matter how I go dry fasting, go mountain, sometimes I will be joking with these people, Timothy, Sunday, I will say, come, I'll put my finger in their eye, they'll rub it from my eye. Say, I'm going to see what you want to see. They will be laughing. Nothing will I ever do because God gives it to us severally according to our abilities. It's to fulfill his purpose. Now, if you catch this revelation, you will never be jealous of anybody. Everybody has his position. Once you discover your position, you stay there. Amen. No competition. No envy. If you are envying somebody operating the same gift with you, because the person is a higher, operating higher than you. Amen. It is evidence you don't understand the operation of the gifts. And for your information, to whom much is given, much is required. You that desire to go to that level they are operating, do you know what they go through because of that gift? Can you stand it? So those are the talents. And each of them have their reward. See the reward for the fivefold ministry with the pastors. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 5. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? I love Apostle Paul. But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Let me just make this comment before we read verse 6. This is how a true church should operate. A true gift should operate. See, when you come to me for counseling, some of you miss it. And you say you don't know what is wrong with you. Now, I don't have the ability to know what is wrong with you. I will say, no, meet a prophet. Listen. Now, when you also go and meet a prophet, now, it does not mean because I send you to a prophet means the prophet is higher than me. No. If this hand suddenly falls sick, which part of the body will carry it to the hospital? It's the leg. It's the leg. If you like, say, I don't like the leg, I will see how you will go to hospital. And if for any reason at all, you enter mud, potopoto enter your leg, which part of the body will clean it? It's the hand. That is what Apostle Paul was explaining in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So that we are complementary to one another. I have my part, they have their part. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So take note of this. You know, when they too, the prophets, when they handle certain case, after they see what is wrong with you, they will tell you, I have to take you back to the pastor. This is your case. He is the one that will handle it. Let's go. And then when they come, then the prophet will say, sir, go open my eye. I saw that this is the problem. Amen. Then I know that you are the one. This is your grace. This is for your own grace. And this is how we operate in this ministry. Praise the Lord. The only one I don't like is the one that Pastor Zoe did recently. Somebody sent him an offering of 20,000 naira. Then he came to me and said, Daddy, take, bless the person. He dashed me 20,000 naira. I said, ha. Monkey, they walk. Now me go walk, then you go chop. You will collect the offering, then me I go pray. Then you go collect the offering. I say, Haba Zoe, this is unfair. But if you bring it for us to share, I'm going to spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is how we operate. And there is a level in a true ministry like this that God, to humble every one of us, he gives us limitations so that we will need one another. Praise the Lord. So give them, brothers and sisters, stop being envious of one another. But when I'll be talking in the gift some other day, I will tell you why they get envious. I will tell you why they get jealous. I'll tell you why there is competition. They know this one too much, they must know me too. I will tell you why. And it's nothing but extreme carnality. And such people will never progress because promotion comes through humility. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's finish that and we go into action. He said, you see him, I have planted, Apollos watered. But who gives the increase? It's God. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Because every testimony glorifies God. I don't have any power to heal anybody, to deliver anybody. I only pray to him to heal you. So why am I taking any glory? Let's read on. Now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Can you see? This reward is when we get there. The fivefold ministry. For we are laborers together with God. You, the church, you are God's husbandry and you are God's building according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder. All the fivefold ministers, we are builders. I have laid the foundation, the apostolic ministry, and another builded thereon. But let every man take heed how he builded thereupon. For other foundation cannot man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man, see the type of building, fivefold ministry, listen. If any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Verse 14. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Finally, if any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, no reward. But concerning salvation, because you have received the Holy Ghost, he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And for those gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where we mentioned them, 9 of them, the reward when we get to heaven is what you see in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones. And when will that be? In the millennium. And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. That is in the millennium. The authority which I have. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. These are the different categories of people. They were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. And so this is the admonishment of the Lord in Luke chapter 12 from verse 32. About 8 verses there. It says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And this kingdom is the millennial kingdom. Then he says, sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not. Where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupted. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be gathered about and your lights burning. And you yourself, like unto men that wait for their Lord. Are we not waiting for him now? When he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, and he's knocking now, they may open unto him immediately, because we are in the expectation. Blessed are those servants. Hallelujah. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall guide himself and make them to sit down to me, and will come forth and serve them. 38. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Finally, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Finally, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 and verse 21. Behold, I stand at the door, and this door is the door of your heart, and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, I will sup with him, and he with me, even this night. To him that overcometh all the attractions that go with using the gift, all the temptations that go with using the gift. It's very tempting when you know that through the gift you can make a living with it by charging people money. They will give you money when they know their problem will go. If you can overcome that, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. And the throne of the Son is the millennium. When Jesus comes to reward his servants, will he say, well done to you? Let's listen to them.
trust, he left us. Though we seek to do our best, keep in our heart, there is no condemn us. We shall have glorious rest. All can
we say, we are men.
Waiting
when the Lord shall
all can say. Blessed are those whom the Lord finds watching. In His glory they shall share. If He should come at the dawn of midnight, will He find us watching there?
Wait.